ध्यानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरनुमीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्ने गौरवे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय भक्त्या विहीनाय पराधलक्ष्ये चित्त्वाश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयी स्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते शरणारविन्दे यं प्रव्यजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोष्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं न मां चरणन्ति। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय ऑब्लिगेशंस इन द लॉटस फीट ऑफ माय परमाराध्य गुरुदेव नित्य लीला प्रविष्टों विष्णु पार्श्व श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान के केशव गोस्वामी महाराज मैं शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्टों विष्णु पार्श्व श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज एंड ऑल और ऑल गुरु परंपरा टुडे इज एकादशी very auspicious day, Ekadashi. We will glorify Ekadashi. But before this, I want to tell something that Pujya Sri Mangal Maharaj came here and we were happy to meet him. And he told something, very good thing. But something he told to make clear you. Like, he knows everything, but he told something only for audience, those who do not know anything, A, B, C, D. He told that Uttav came from Dwarka, but actually he came from Mathura. He told that Mathura and Dwarka are same thing, and really this is like same thing, so no harm. But actually he came from Dwarka, Mathura. When Krishna came from Vrindavan, Braja, and in a very few days after when he killed Kans and all so many Charanamustik and demons, his father Vasudeva Devaki, with the advice of Akrur and others, they decided to send Krishna to a study very far away, because Vrinda is very so near us, at once Krishna may fly there. So they made a click like this that he should be sent to very far away. And he was sent to Gurukul. And there 64 days he was there, and everything he learnt. He has learnt, he is the root of all vidyas, everything. Only it was for the teaching for others. He returned, and then he was weeping. for Vrindavan, his father and mother. Then he told Uddhava to go there. And he told something. And he told that you should take it in your heart and give this message to gopis and his father and mother. When he went there in the evening, Nanda Baba at once recognized him. He knew from before. He used to go sometimes to Mathura to pay some taxes to Kamsa and to meet his all brothers like Vasudeva and others. So he very well well known to Uddhava, Nanda Baba. So Nanda Baba at once began to weep. And he wanted to ask something about Krishna. First he did so much
introduction
with so many paraphernalia,
worship.
Not worship, that he did his activities, because they were younger than Krishna Baba, Krishna. Even Krishna, his son. So he always think like his son. So he began to weep, and after that he wanted to ask about Krishna, how my Krishna is. But he could not ask. He remembered all the pastimes which occurred in Vrindavan, Braja, Gokul, and everywhere. So he began to weep bitterly, reminding all this. At last he told, Uddhav, can you tell how my brother is there, Vasudev? Luckily, Kansa was killed by himself, his own bad activities. Now, how he is? And he remained at that time Krishna. How Krishna is there? And he began to again read. Then Uddhava wanted to pacify him because Krishna has told. But he thought that if I am telling that you are so lucky, one who peeps for Krishna, even a one drop comes from the eyes of anyone, tear, then he showed so Mahabhagavan. And he is literally so, thinking that he is my son. Certainly, he is so lucky, Mahabhagavan. But he is weeping. Should I tell that you should more weep and weep and go on weeping? But by telling so, I cannot pacify him. Then I should that tell like that you should not weep. Then all shastra will take my ears and twist it. Why you are telling? Don't weep for Krishna. We should have a greed that how he is weeping, and I should weep also for Krishna. Nainam galadashudharaya badanam gadagadaruddhaya hira pulkarnichitam papuhakada tavanam grahani bhavish. Those who are chanting name and hearing pastimes of Krishna and not weeping, heart not melting, they are really stone. Their heart is up. Not a stone but
thunderbolt.
It means that he has done so many less and less offenses in the lotus feet of Vaishnava. That is why no tear is coming, heart is not melting. But Uddhava wanted to pacify them. He told anyhow, oh, both of you, Mother Yashoda and you, are both Mahamaha Saubhagyavan. Because Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Ishwar of Ishwar, he has now, you are thinking him like your son and waiting for him. He is not anyone's son. He is Aja. No birth and day. Then Nanda Baba told, oh, you are really like a orphan boy. I thought that you are so intelligent in the association of Krishna, but I think that you have no intelligence, nothing. You are very ignorant. You can think that you are telling that Krishna is Supreme Godhead. And he came to my house and as a son, but Krishna perhaps thought that I am not qualified to be a son, I have no so much love for him. And he left me and went to Mathura where he will have so much
love and affection.
In this world there was only father one, and he was Dasarath. That after Ram went to forest. He began to weep and told Ram, Haram and Haram, not third time, only two times, and he left his body. And I, myself, my Krishna, loving son, has left me, and still I am alive, and telling he be, weeping and waiting, he became faint. Telling that my heart is made of a stone, it is not melting. Why I am not dead? And began. Then Uddhava was thinking that I have done wrong. Why I told so? Surely I am so ignorant. But what should I tell? There is no word in my heart or in any dictionary. And he began to repent. Yashoda Maya, Nanda Baba, never did aarti. Never. Yashoda was always saying, Nanda Baba was so. Uddhava is not going to tell them this theory, tattva, that world is false. Jeev is even Krishna. And Brahma is nirakar, nirvishesh, niranjan. Never. There is so much difference in jnan, nirvishesh jnan, tattva jnan, and aishvarya jnan. So much difference. Nirvishesh vadi, shankarish, advaita vadi, nirvishesh kevala advaita vadi. Jivo brahma ivanapara, sarvam kaluidam brahma. Like this. And tattva-jnani, like Prahlad Maharaj, his jnani bhakta, more difference, so much difference in jnani and jnani bhakta. They are offenders in the lotus feet of Krishna, who are jnani. They don't accept the theory that Krishna has said, or God has said. Nirvishesh, nirakar, niranjan, abhay, anadi. But Prahlad Maharaj, Sanandana Sanat Kumar, are jnani bhakta. They admit Krishna. They admit all the incarnations of God. They admit Maya. This world, satya, but naswar. But
perishable.
Oh, you should come nearer. Why you sit there? So you have to twist your... Yes. Shuska Jnani, Nirvesheshvadi. He was pure bhakta. But Krishna has told him that you should tell him tattva jnan, that Krishna is God himself, supreme personality of Godhead. And he is everywhere. And he is not anyone's son or friend or beloved. Is equal to all in this world. You should have only this. So, In Chaitanya Charitamrita or in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told that Aishwarya Jnane Shithil Mora Priti, that Jnane Prayasam Udaparsya Namanta Eva. First of all, we have to know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has six attributes. He is Bhagavan. He is original. He is the root of all the incarnations. And what is Maya? What is Jiva Tattva? Eternal subject of Krishna. We should know all these things. But if after that you will have a better association, qualified Rasik and Tattva Vaishnava, then he will help you. He will suggest you that forget that Krishna is himself Brahma or God or Supreme Personality of Godhead. Forget all these things. And then you should treat Krishna like your son, like your worldly friend, like your beloved. Try to forget all these things. If you are not forgetting, always remembering that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, or in Srimad Bhagavati it has been written, Krishna tu Bhagavan. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vikranadi Radhi Govinda. Oh Bhagyam Nanda Gopri Yogusham Janamitram Paramanandam Purna Brahma Yusuf. Try to forget all these things. Otherwise you cannot enter in Braja. Then you will have to go to Golok. Golok. Golok is superior than Vaikuntha, but inferior than Dwarka even. In Golok, there are three loks, Krishna loks, Dwarka, Mathura and Vrindavan, Braja, Gokul, like this, Vrindavan. So, here, Buddha was not a Brahmajnani. He was knowing Krishna, that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He could not forget this, even he went to the lotus feet of gopis. And that is why he wanted to forget Krishna, the Bhagavata of Krishna, supremacy of Krishna. And he wanted to be like any braja, gopi, gop, any peacocks, like any shuk, parrot or anything, like deer. But he could not be. And that is why he had to return to Mathura. He was so much feared that, oh, gopis, always weeping for Krishna, always keeping weeping, and Krishna is not coming here. So Krishna may give up me also, so I should return just now. He could not be a feed dust of gopis even. And so he prayed, Bhande Nanda Vrajeshtinam Padarenam Bhavikrishna. And what, after that, what dialogue began in Uddhava and gopis? No dialogue at all. Only gopis were telling and weeping, sometimes in angry, abusing Krishna, and other different modes. So though he heard all these things, and then he told, oh, Krishna is certainly merciful. Krishna is only here, not in Mathura, only part is there. Here solely. I realized it. Oh, gopis have done a splendid mercy to me by their separation mode that they have told here. Bharmar Geet, not Gopi Geet. Not Gopi Geet. Bharmar Geet. Gopi Geet is Jayatite Dhikam Janmana Vraja. So, you should know all these things, that you should not have any confusion in all these things. Buddha was not Brahmagyani, but he was pure Bhakta, but he has some Aishwarya Gyan. In Braj, this Krishna Tattva or Aishwarya Gyan cannot go into there. So we will have to give up and forget it all. Now today is Ekadashi. I want that in a brief we can remember Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa, who is, you can come here and in brief Prem Prayojan, you can Upakhyan. There are so many things. There are so many things to learn. First, you should try to learn and to practice this and realize these things. What is this speciality that today has been called Ekadashi? This is the 11th day from Amasya or Purnima, full day or full. And we have also 11 senses. 10 Gyan and 10 Karma. Five karma senses and five jnana senses. This 10 and mind, 11. By 11 all these senses, we should try to be nearer to Krishna. Ekadashi. By 11 senses, upavas. Upavas. Means very near. Bas, to leave. Today we should try to be with Krishna, nearer Krishna, anyhow, with our whole senses, mind, body and everything. If you are not following this, then something will be harmful. Today, moon becomes so nearer to earth. It attracts water everywhere. If the water is in sea, river, or in our body, anywhere. If you are taking anything, grain, it is like a blotting paper. If you are taking mulli water here, it will go away, pass away. Very soon. But if you are taking grain and water both, then it becomes like a
solid.
Blotting paper, right?
Solid.
Yeah. And like a tulo.
Cotton.
And even you can do like this, but even some water will be there. So if you are taking any grain, chapati, or all other grains, or anything made by them, that it becomes like cotton or
sponge.
It will
hold
so much water, and Chandra will, moon will attract, and all your bad diseases will go up. So any person who has some disease, the disease increases in these days, especially from Ekadashi to Purnima, full moon, and Ekadashi to Amavasya. And you can see, you can test in hospitals, about 99% person die on these days. You can watch. We have tested it. So, you are controlling on Ekadashi, and not taking grain, but if you can take, it is better that nirjala, no water. today's India, all are observing Nirjala Ekadasi. Even boys, little boys. And now hotness is about 48 degrees. But even devil day. No harm at all, nothing. So by this, we can take all diseases. You can see that in sea, in ocean,
high tide,
and water comes so high. So in our body, it will be like so. So we should be careful. And how to be with Krishna, nearer to Krishna? Krishna and Tadiya. Tadiya means Tulasi, Ganga, Yamuna, Vrindavan,
Giriraj,
temple, any temple of Radha Krishna. All are Tadiya. Mostly his devotees, pure devotees, Rasik and Tattvajna, Uttamadhikari, or Madhyamadhikari even. If you are associating with them, being in Vrindavan, being nearer to Tulasi plant, to Puri Dham, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, in Govinda Gopinath, all temples, praying, hearing Hari Katha, then you will be nearer to Krishna. So this is called Upavas. So you should try to be, don't do any worldly things. At least we should take one day in two weeks. Only one day you can do it. To be nearer to them. Then you cannot come down. Your bhakti will increase and develop, certainly, by the association. So Krishna has arranged. And he has become himself a Ekadasi. That today you should give your 11 senses to me. So this is a very good thing. Krishna has become Ekadasi, so we should try to observe. We see that Krishna did like chakra and ordered her to Shishupal, for Shishupal. In 1 second, like, and at once she cut down the head of Shishupal. Everywhere you see that Krishna, if he takes and throws in a second, very quickly, it cuts the head. But why 1 year it took that Durvasa was running and chakra was not cutting his head? Why? What is the reason? There must be something. Why he was not cutting the head? He should not cut in 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, 1 month. It took
1 year.
Nearly 1 year, and even he could not cut. And following, and he was quickly running and he was falling. He was running, but some two angles. Why? What is the reason? Kya?
Because Brij Maharaj was praying to Lord Vishnu constantly that please nothing should harm Durvasa.
Not this was the reason. This was not. Durvasa cannot, Ambarish Maharaj cannot be opposite to Krishna. If Narayan or Krishna has thrown that Chakra Sudarshan, he must cut it out. But Sudarshan is not only weapon. Sudarshan means auspicious
vision.
By this, anyone doesn't die, cannot die. He will not destroy, but he will give eyes, whether by cutting head or by any means. Here, Durvasa was pure Vaishnava. Because he is manifestation of Shankar, Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu, he wanted to glorify in indirect way. To that what is bhakti and how powerful are devotees of Krishna. Durvasa, though he can give any benediction to anyone, he has given some benediction to Radhika. What? What benediction?
More than
How he can be opposite to any person like Ambarish Maharaj, wanted to glorify bhakti and glorify himself Krishna. That Durvasa, high class of Brahmin, yogi, he is Amar, Ajar Amar.
Immortal.
He can give any benediction to anyone. So high place. Living in Brahmalok, not in this earth,
material world.
And Hare Krishna, or anyone. Govinda Damo, Dharma Daviti, or anything. Very simple. Doing all these services, collecting flowers, making garlands, always doing all his controlling, he gave it to his ministers, having to maintain his kingdom and anything. And he personally used to do all the service of Krishna. Very simple. No one could realize him that he is so high class of devotee. So you can also understand this. Any devotee, he is only chanting Hare Krishna, doing his worldly jobs, everything, maintaining his life. But he is more than any yogi, brahmajnani like Durvasa. He may not realize his position, his sthiti.
Position.
But yet he is so much higher than any of the brahmajnani or anyone. So Durvasa, Chakrasudarshan, knowing this, Durvasa is also my bhakta. He wants to glorify bhakti and bhakta and Bhagavan. So as he is going to glorify all in any indirect way, so indirect way I should do. I will not cut his head, but I will pursue him, making fear for all others. That Chakshudarshan always protects and saves any devotee. Like Prahlad Maharaj and all others, Gajendra, you know? Another thing is that if a man is like Durvasa coming to us, and there is a Ekadasi or any simple thing, Ambarish Maharaj is thinking what to do. In one hand, if I am taking Charanamritam, then I'm neglecting that Brahmin and yogi, Brahmarth yogi. And in other hand, there is Ekadasi. If I am not observing Ekadasi by taking what? Then I'm neglecting Ekadasi, which is more harmful. To disobey any Brahmin or to disobey bhakti. He thought that I may disobey lakhs and lakhs Brahmins, not only. So Brahmajnani yogi I can. But I cannot defame even anything, naam Brahmani, Govinde naam Brahmani Vaishnave, Salpa Punyavatam Rajan Vishwasnai Vajayata. I cannot defend. Hariname, Ekadasi. Ekadasi is the mother of bhakti. You know this? Ekadasi is mother of
devotion.
So if you will do, observe Ekadasi, then bhakti will surely come. But it seems very ordinary thing, very ordinary thing. But not ordinary thing. So he disobeyed, not disobeyed, but he took some paran like a charanamrita. This was both, not paran and also paran. Because water is not like grain or anything. When you will do nirjala, then if you are taking water, then it is paran. Otherwise, if you are taking fruits and water, anything by water, it will be no paran, you will have to take grain. So he was nirjala. For 3 days, first day, upavas.
One time.
Last day, one time. And midday,
whole
Ekadasi, nirjala. Not sleeping a minute in night, always chanting and remembering. This is the process of Ekadasi. But we are not so much qualified, so Krishna has given some concession. And Swami Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, has given more concession to us. You can take abundant of fruit, milk, curd, no harm. But do Ekadasi. Don't take grain. But try to not to take more than 2 times or 1 time. 1 time is okay. If you are not able, and even you can take 2 times, but not 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times, and 1 kilo of juice, 1 kilo of rabadi, you know, rabadi, again mango, then these fruit juice, that orange juice, and after that apple juice, and again going on. Don't give rest to stomach, always think. This will, that we should not follow, like those things. 1 or 2 times is sufficient, but half stomach, very little. Then it is Ekadasi, you can open your. Now I am coming to my subject. Tritiya Parichet. I have explained anarpiti charing chirat karuneya vatirna kalo samarapai tum unnato jal rasang swabhakti si hari apura rasandar dhut kadamba sandhipita sada ridaya kandare spuratume sakinan. I explained only 2 lines. Samarpayitum unnata ujjala rasa. What is samarpayitum unnata ujjala rasa? And also I explain swabhakti. Swabhakti means what? Swabhakti, what I told. Bhakti. Radhika's mood. What mood? Mahabhav. More than that. Rude, adi-rude, modan, madan, base modes, especially madan bhav, which was in Srimati Radhika. So Srimati Radhika was there. So the beauty, splendor of Srimati Radhika's bhakti, not full, not unnat ujjwal ras. The beauty of that Srimati Radhika's mood of mahabhav, all these things. Like Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, Raghunath Das Goswami. I told that a slok, padab jyostava bina bardashyameva. Like this. I want not to be your sakhi, O Radhike, I want to be your eternal maid servant. There is no maid servant in Vaikunth for to tell of there in Braja. All are sakhis. very beloved Sakhi. So, Swabhakti Sriyam, Sriyam means the beauty. What was that beauty? To serve Srimati Radhika. In the guidance of Srimati Radhika, bending towards Radhika, to serve conjugal. This is Sri, beauty of that bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to sprinkle this thing, Swabhakti Sriyam. That is Raga Anuga Marga. Rag Marga Sikhaite. It will come later on. Hariha Purat. Hari has two meanings. What? One loin. So many meanings. But here, two meanings. Hari means himself, Krishna. He's so attractive, especially by his four things, that is Venu Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, Leela Madhuri. Even not in Narayan, not in Ram. So he is Hari. Hari means to take away, to stole away. Krishna, by his four sweet things, he takes and stalls the pure heart of any devotee. So he is called Hari. He can take all our offenses, ignorance, all our sins, bad activities, unwanted things. So he is called Hari. So Hari means to loin also. And that stealing everything. And here, so Hariha Purata Sundara Dutika Dambasandipita. Purata Sundara Dutikan Dambasandipita. He took the inner mood. Transitive, now what? Inner mood? Inner mood of Radhika. That is Mahabhav. More than Mahabhav, Madan, which is only in Srimati Radhika. And also he took the splendor, body, this thing. And he has become Hari. Hari means Gaur Hari. Here. So, Sada Hidaya Kandare. Kandara means?
Care.
Like if there is dangerous any mad elephant in a cave, and if he smells a
lion,
he smells anything of any tiger or lion, gandha, gandha means?
Smells.
He always at once run away from there, quit that place. Otherwise, the lion will attack that elephant, mad elephant, and he will kill. So, that Hari, Krishna Hari should come in my heart, that he will take my all ignorance, also offense are like mad elephants. He will take all and he will burn or destroy them. And in other meaning, Hariha, that Hari should come in my heart, who Sachinandan, taking the beauty and innermost words of Srimati Radhika. He should come in my heart, and he should take my heart, he stole my heart, and he should clarify, smooth, and make so fragrant and sweet. And then I will realize what is conjugal love. And then I will offer myself in the lotus feet of conjugal, especially blending towards Srimati Radhika. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Purna Bhagavan, Krishna Brajendra Kumar. What Swamiji has written, you can read the Lord meaning of this slok.
Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Braj, is the supreme Lord. He eternally enjoys transcendental pastime in his eternal abode, Golok. which includes Brajadham.
You should have a meaning of Golok, Vrindavan Braja. But also in Golok. In Golok, Golok, Dwarka, Mathura, Braja.
In the previous chapter, it has been established that Krishna, the son of Virjendra, the king of Braj, is the supreme personality of Godhead with six opulences. He eternally enjoys transcendentally variegated opulences on his planet, which is known as Golok. The eternal pastimes of the Lord in the spiritual planet Krishna Lok are called aprakat, or unmanifested pastimes, because they are beyond the purview of the conditioned soul. Lord Krishna is always present everywhere, but when he is not present before our eyes, he is said to be aprakat, or unmanifested.
Purna Bhagavan Krishna Brajendra Kumar Goloke Brajar Sahit Nitya Vihar. You should read the meaning.
Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Braj, is the supreme Lord. He eternally enjoys transcendental pastimes in his eternal abode, Golok, which includes Brajadham.
You should know that clearly, that Brajadham is one, Advaya Tattva. But like Krishna, how many Krishna? How many Krishna? You cannot count. Being in Golok Vrindavan.